Hi, everybody. It's good to see everyone here this morning. So I want to thank Isabel for sharing her experience, her thoughts on what it means to be a Unitarian Universalist. And as Jack said in our welcome this morning, there are so many possible answers to that question. We here at UUCB, Unitarian Universalist Church of Berkeley, have been exploring the theme of identity all month. We've thought about who we are as individuals, and today we're going to be thinking and exploring about who we are as Unitarian Universalists, what that identity means. And there are lots of different answers to that, just like I said, and just like Isabel and Jack said, there are lots of people who really identify with our seven principles. There are folks who really identify with the freedom of belief in our faith. But our religious tradition has been around a lot longer than the seven principles, and a lot longer than a lot of the particular ideas that many of us hold as important today. And so we're going to be exploring some of the undercurrents, some of the things that have brought Unitarians and Universalists and Unitarian Universalists together for centuries. Now, does everybody have two stickies and a pencil? Everyone should have received one when you walked into the sanctuary. If you don't have one, will you raise your hand? Okay, great. Austin's going to come around and bring those. Keep your hands up until you get one, and that way we'll make sure everybody has a set. And now, Christian is going to tell a story about one person in our Universalist heritage who changed his mind, who changed his heart, who changed his life, because that is one of the foundations of who we are as Unitarian Universalists.
So yeah, I'm going to talk about John Murray. Who here has heard of John Murray? Good. Who has no idea who I'm talking about? Okay, great. So I tell this story a lot, so if you keep coming, you'll expect to hear it again, because it's really great, and there's a whole lot of aspects to it that I could just tell over and over. So John Murray grew up in England about 300 years ago. I'm sorry, 250 years ago, I guess, when he was born. And he was a really religious guy. He was a staunch Calvinist, which Calvinists are not Unitarian Universalists. Is one way to say it. They are very conservative, fundamentalists. They talk a lot about a God who's very angry and someone who's going to condemn many people to hell eternally. And John Murray was very much a Calvinist. He went every Sunday and many more times during the week to his church. In fact, he started lay preaching a little. He was really involved. He was an important leader. And one day, his pastor came to him and said, "John, I have something that I think you might be able to help with. There's a pastor on the other side of town who's preaching a very different message than the one we believe. He's preaching something called universalism. That is the idea that all people will be saved. That if heaven is to mean anything, it means everyone gets there eventually because God is too good and too powerful to condemn anyone to hell forever." And John, this is heresy. This is bad, is what his pastor told him. "I need you to go convince that other pastor that this is wrong." This other pastor was a guy named James Relly. And as you may have already guessed, this did not go as John Murray had planned. In fact, Relly convinced John Murray that he was wrong and that universalism was the truth, that universal salvation was real. Now, the story doesn't end there, though John Murray was convicted after some time that that was the truth. John's path took a long time. He went and got in some financial trouble. His wife became very sick and then died. He ended up in a debtor's prison, those debtor's prisons you may have heard of, in England, and eventually his relatives scraped together enough money to get him out of prison, and he decided he was going to start over. He was done with religion. He was done with England. He was going to go to America and start a new life. And again, things did not go as John Murray had planned. He did go to America, and in fact, his ship ran aground just off the coast of New Jersey, and he was stuck there just a mile or so offshore, not very far, but the ship wasn't going anywhere. So they took a rowboat into shore, and he met a guy named Thomas Potter, a farmer in that area in rural New Jersey. And Potter was also a Universalist in one of those weird coincidences, right? In fact, Potter had built a chapel on his farmland that had never been used because he had never had a preacher to preach universalism in it. And this is the place John Murray runs aground. And still Murray is not convinced. He still says, I am done with that religious stuff. I am not going to preach. And Potter says, okay, that's fine. If your ship hasn't gotten free by Sunday, would you reconsider? Now, this is like 5 days away. The winds are going to change. It's not a big deal to get the ship off the sandbar, right? So John Murray says, oh, sure, I'll do that. Fine, because that's not going to happen. And again, you've probably guessed the rest of the story here. The ship was still stuck in a sandbar come Sunday morning. John Murray preached a universalist sermon, the first ever from that chapel, and he went on to become one of the founders of American Universalism, founded dozens of churches, mostly in New England and in the Mid-Atlantic. Kristen and I have actually worked at a couple of those churches that are still in existence some 200 years later. And so what I want to take away from this is that we are people who believe it's okay to change your mind. In fact, if you don't change your mind ever, there was probably something wrong. And it's not with the universe, it's with you. That you are ignoring perfectly good evidence out there, perfectly good ideas that are maybe better than the ones you already have. So we build on a firm foundation of faith in this church. I don't want anyone to ever tell you differently, but it's not an immutable foundation. It changes. It evolves with time. This is not a church where you can outgrow it. We are here to be with you in your journey wherever it takes you. And so we are a people who believe in change. And so, as you may again have already guessed, I want you to take the blue sticky note you have and the pencil or other writing utensil. And I want you to take a few moments and think about something that has changed in you or an idea you have changed your mind about. And in the few words available to you on those small sticky notes, write what that is. And in a few moments after you've done that, we'll come through and collect them. I ask you to pass them to the center aisle, and I will come through and pick them all up. So think about that, write it down, and we'll pick them up in just a minute.
Thank you.
And so as Christian is about to demonstrate for us on our poster board up here, this idea that changing our minds is an important part of who we are as a people of faith, this is also known as an idea that many people refer to as revelation isn't sealed, which means that there's always new truth out there for us to find. And so in many ways, if you think about it, this idea is like the very foundation of our faith, because if we are capable of change, then everything is capable of change. And so this idea that revelation isn't sealed, that we are people who change, is the foundation of our faith and is like the foundation of our flaming chalice. We are people who change, and we are people who change the world. This morning, I'm going to tell you a story about Fanny Barrier Williams, a little bit about her life. She grew up in Brockport, New York, went to Brockport Normal School for Teachers, and she was the first African-American woman to graduate from there in 1870. Soon thereafter, she moved to Washington, D.C., the nation's capital, to teach a whole bunch of people who had just been freed from slavery. And while she was there, she experienced a lot of discrimination, as you can probably imagine. Discrimination that came to place a call on her heart, on her life. She began to see what she felt she was called to do with her life after that. She married a man named S. Lang Williams, and from D.C., they moved to Chicago, where the couple joined All Souls Unitarian Church. Fanny helped to found the NAACP, the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. She helped establish Provident Hospital, an interracial medical facility that also admitted black women nursing students, and this was long before anybody was doing that. And alongside all of her civic work for justice for African Americans in this country, Fanny believed and she taught that faith and religion have the ability to correct society's problems. In other words, churches like ours have special power that can make our country's wrongs right. Just like Fanny Barrier Williams, we can help change the world into the one that we dream about, and that is a huge part of who we are as people of liberal faith. Just like Fanny and so many others, who we are as Unitarian Universalists is shown in our work to make our world into one that works for everyone. So, if the ability to change our hearts and our minds is the foundation of our faith, the foundation of our chalice, the power of our faith to change the world is like the flame. The warmth and power burning in and with and among us can change the world. And so, as you may be thinking, I'm going to invite you to take the yellow or other colored post-it note that you have and to think about the most important way that you have worked to change the world. What have you done to try to make the world or just your corner of it a better place? Take a few moments and write that down during the music, and we'll be through to collect those as well. So as Marin and Christian begin to build the flames of our flaming chalices, I'm going to talk to you just a little bit about who we are as parts of a living tradition. And while I do that, I'm going to ask the J family if they would begin handing out the cards for people to take home that I've asked them to hand out to everyone. So you've contributed to flaming chalices here, and now you're going to get something to take home to think about. So we haven't lived the same lives as John Murray or Fanny Barrier Williams. We don't face the same challenges that they did in their time and in their world. And chances are, we don't even believe a lot of the same things that they did, even though we're connected to them in this faith of ours. Our faith, our churches have changed a lot since the 1700s and 1800s. But we are connected to John Murray and Fanny Barrier Williams and so many other people through something called our living tradition. Ours is a living tradition because even as we look to those who have gone before us, who came before us to light our way forward, even as we are connected to them, the change our faith works inside of us and the change our faith works out in the world means that our tradition itself changes throughout the years. Our tradition extends back thousands of years, and hopefully it will move far out into the future too, probably into something that we can't even imagine today, just like John Murray and Fanny Barrier Williams couldn't possibly have imagined that our churches would turn into what we experience every Sunday here at the UU Church of Berkeley. This living tradition of ours is a lot like the light of our chalice, the light that shines in and with and among us that can illumine our way and can illumine the way for others. And so today, as we begin our transition into our offering time in the service, I invite you to take the card that is being passed out to you right now and to think about what your light shines for in this world. Where do you think your warmth and your light are most needed? Where do you think our warmth and light as a church are most needed? I invite you to write down or draw a picture or however you want to express what your light shines for. Do that on the side of the card where there's some blank space. So let's rise and join in body and spirit. Let's rise in body and spirit and join in singing This Little Light of Mine. people who change. We are people who change the world. We are parts of a living tradition. Let's go out into the world and shine our lights. Our worship has ended, and our service begins.